Central Broadcasting presents High School Basketball.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome down here to Audubon, Iowa. Jeff Lankin with you here tonight on the Mackey Motors Tailgate, brought to you by Mackey Motors of Lake City, recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. Check them out online as well at MackeyMotors.com. We've got boys basketball action for you tonight out of the Western Iowa Conference. Of course, we're in Audubon, so we've got the Audubon Wheelers, one of our area schools under head coach Darren Miller. They're playing pretty good basketball right now. They are 9-8 on the season, 5-7 in the WIC right now, and are 2-3 in their last five games. But this is a good basketball team. They've got great length. They really play well on the defensive end. I think the thing I like about this team is they've got about five or six different guys that really can score the basketball and score it fairly consistently. So it almost seems like every night it's one or two different guys that's leading this team and scoring. They're very unselfish, and they are a fun team to watch play. And again, they're taking on tonight the Bulldogs of Riverside under head coach Nick Kroon. They are coming in 10-7 on the year, 6-7 right now in the WIC. They are 3-2 in their last five games, having won two straight. And now for Audubon, they lost to Tri-Center 68-57. BD Snack County 74-51, knocked off Missouri Valley 78-56, and then dropped two games against the two top teams really in the league, falling to Trainer 64-41 and losing to Underwood 63-49. For Riverside, they beat Loma 52-50, knocked off AHST of Oka Walnut 62-50. Prior to that, lost to Tri-Center, another one of the top teams. There's probably three outstanding teams in Underwood, Tri-Center, and Trainer in this conference, but they lost that one in a tight one, 48-39. Beat Cam 73-45. And then lost to Underwood as well, lost to I.K. Manning, 53-44. The Wheelers come in scoring 59 points a game. Riverside comes in also scoring 59 points per game. We'll dig into these two teams a little bit more when we come back with our Mackey Motors at tailgate as we come to you live from the Gatorade broadcast booth.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas is proud to sponsor our area teams because supporting our communities is what we're all about. When it comes time to buy your next new or used vehicle, look here first. At New Way Ford, you'll find a great selection, fair prices, and a team that makes the car buying process easy, relaxed, and fun. Plus, with free oil changes for life, you can drive with confidence long after the sale. New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas.
Hey everyone, Big Pete here from RJV Repair. Big news from the shop.
That's right. I'm officially passing the reins over to Ryan Borkowski as our new shop manager. Don't worry, Big Pete and my phones will still be on.
Ryan's ready to roll and has been in the repair industry for years and has truckload of experience. Got a question or need service?
Call Ryan today at 790-4318. He's your go-to guy in the shop.
RJV Repair, keeping you moving, and now with Ryan behind the wheel in the shop.
New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas is proud to sponsor our area teams because supporting our communities is what we're all about. When it comes time to buy your next new or used vehicle, look here first. At New Way Ford, you'll find a great selection, fair prices, and a team that makes the car buying process easy, relaxed, and fun. Plus, with free oil changes for life, you can drive with confidence long after the sale. New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas.
Welcome you back here on the Mackey Motors Tailgate, brought to you by Mackey Motors of Lake City, recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. Check them out online as well at MackeyMotors.com. Audubon leading this series 25 to 13 since 2007. The Wheelers, of course, though, moving into the Rolling Valley Conference coming up next year. So this is technically the last time these two teams will meet as Western Iowa Conference foes. Riverside won a tight one, 54-52, back in January. Ottoman's last win was last January, winning 52-43. The Wheelers 7-3 in the last 10 games against Riverside. Now, Ottoman, again, scoring 59 points per game, giving up 57 points per game. Riverside scores 59 points per game. A little better defensively, giving up 51 points per game. These two teams very even in most of the other numbers. Ottoman shoots 41% from the field. Riverside at 40%. Ottoman hits 29% from the three-point line. Riverside at 30%. Ottoman shoots 66% from the free-throw line. Riverside at 62%. The big advantage for Ottoman, they've got such great length and really good athletes on this group. They average 35 rebounds per game, led by Austin Christensen, Brody Weber, Sully McLean help out, and their guards rebound extremely well as well. So that's a big advantage for them. Riverside comes in just at 23 rebounds per game. Like I said, the rest of the numbers pretty good. Ottoman, though, turns it over a little bit too much, and that's an area that they will need to improve on to make a run here in the tournament. The Wheelers average 13 assists per game, Riverside at 14, Ottoman 11 steals, Riverside 10, Ottoman 15 turnovers to just 8 for Riverside. So, again, the turnover battle. Ottoman good defensively, can't turn it over tonight. Riverside's got some athletes as well. I know I've talked a lot about this group from Ottoman. It's the team that we cover, but this Riverside team, I saw them earlier this year against ICAM Manning. They've got some athletes as well, and they're going to take advantage of some turnovers. They got some guys that can really shoot the basketball as well. They've been led this year by Peyton Amdor. The 6'2 junior comes in averaging 18 points per ball game. Cole Jepson averaging 11 points per ball game, and Owen Fenner at 10 points per game. So three guys averaging in at double digits. For Ottoman, I mentioned the balance with these guys. They've got four guys averaging double digits and almost a fifth guy at double digits. You've got both Aiden Kiergaard and Austin Christensen at 11 points per game. Brody Schultes and Carson Wessel at 10 points per game. You've got Jorgen Nowoski coming off of the bench at 9 points per game. Brody Weber's had some big offensive games, but averages 5 points per game. And Soli McLean's also done a nice job off of the bench. So like I said, it seems like almost every night when we type up our recap stories that we post out on the Brinks Exterior Sports Report at sports.1380kcim.com, that it's like, you know, one night it's Carson Wessel and Aiden Kiergaard that lead him. The next night it's Austin Christensen and then Brody Schultes. And then it'll be Carson and Jorgen, or, you know, just it's always a mixture of one or two guys that offensively have been leading this team. And that's what makes this team so interesting down the stretch. Let's take a look at our starting lineups. First of all, again, for head coach Nick Cron from the Bulldogs of Riverside, they're going to be starting a 5'11 senior in Dawson Henderson, a 5'11 junior in Cole Jepson, a 5'11 senior in Brody Henderson, a 6'2 junior in Peyton Amdor, and a 5'11 junior in Owen Fenner. And for the Ottoman Wheelers, under head coach Darren Miller, they are going to be starting a 6-foot sophomore at Aiden Kiergaard, a 6-foot senior in Brody Schultes, a 6'3 senior in Carson Wessel, a 6'4 senior in Austin Christensen, and a 6'5 senior in Brody Weber. We'll step away. We've got tip-off of tonight's game between Ottoman and Riverside. That's coming up for you next, right here on 93.7 KKRL, part of the CB Sports Network.
Heritage Insurance wants to wish the Ottoman Wheelers good luck. Heritage Insurance offers years of experience in protecting all your assets with personalized customer service that you can always trust. Let their staff answer all your insurance questions. Call for your appointment today at 712-563-9584. That's 563-9584. Good luck, Wheelers, from everyone at Heritage Insurance.
Hey, sports fans, R&J Wagner Trucking, the top name in expedited transportation since 2002, is cheering on the Ottoman Wheelers. With their cutting-edge equipment and expert team, R&J Wagner handles all your liquid bulk needs with unbeatable reliability. They're proud to support our local schools and wish the best of luck to all the athletic teams.
Go Wheelers!
From everybody at R&J Wagner Trucking, we're behind you all the way.
Remembering whether it's a home or away game, getting the right kid to the right playing field on the right day. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple so you can worry about more important things. Like not being that fan.
Oh, come on, ref!
That's simple human sense.
Call Community Insurance in Audubon today at 712-563-4422 or stop by at 422 Tracy Street in Audubon.
At Southwest Iowa Real Estate Company, we love Audubon. It's where we live, raise our families, and volunteer our time. It's also the place where we sell homes. I'm Janelle Dice, broker of Southwest Iowa Real Estate Company in Audubon. If you're looking to buy or sell real estate, look no further than your neighbors. We know the market better than anyone and will take the stress out of the entire process. For more information, call us at 712-563-4288 or go to our website at southwestiowarealestateco.com.
Coming to you live here from the Gatorade broadcast booth, distributed by Pepsi Beverages in Carroll. Gatorade helping athletes fuel, recover, and perform. Peyton Amdor, Austin Christensen said to jump it up in the opening tip. Going to be controlled by the hometown Audubon Wheelers here tonight. They're in their white home jerseys with the red numbers on the front back. Red Wheelers across the front with the red stripes down it. They'll work the ball up with Kiergaard. He's going to pull up from the left side top of the key. It's up no good. Brody Weber will clear the rebound. His put back up no good. There's Austin Christensen to clear another rebound. He'll kick it out, takes it in the corner now. Skip pass over to Schultes on the left side. Schultes penetrates into the free throw line area, now spins back to the left side and kisses it off the glass. The 6 foot senior, again, averaging about 10 points per game. And Brody Schultes will put Audubon up by a score of 2-0. Jepson will bring it up. Wheelers look like they're going to go man-to-man, switching on screens the way it looks. Left side at three is up and good that time from Owen Fenner. Again, he comes in averaging 10 a game. We have our first lead change as Riverside has taken a 3-2 lead, but right away on the other side, we get Audubon kicking one in. Austin Christian's going to score there, and that'll give the Wheelers the lead back here at 4-3. The offense is quick here, is firing up another three on the other end is Amdor. And the lead now is 6-4, and now we get a whistle. And that'll slow down the action just a little bit here. So, again, two threes for Riverside. Dawson Henderson, the 5'11 senior, picking up his first. We've had three lead changes in the first four baskets here in the game. Aiden Kiergaard comes off a screen by Weber, rolls it over on the left side, hands it off to Wessel. Wessel back up top, dribbles over to the right side, top of the key, looks for somebody inside. Now to Schultes down inside on the right corner, and we're going to get a three-second call on Brody Weber, who is posting up. They found Christensen over on the left elbow. He was able to take it down the left side and lay it up and in, but the three-second call wipes out that basket. It'll be Bulldog basketball. They'll bring it up with Jepson. Wheelers again go back a man-to-man. Coming out to set the screen is Amdor. Jepson will roll off of that on the left wing. They'll find Amdor down in the block working against Schultes. Schultes with good defense. Amdor spins to the baseline. Shot up no good. And Aiden Kiergaard will clear the rebound up for the Wheelers. He'll push it up ahead. Bulldogs do a nice job of getting back defensively. Audubon going right to left across your radio dial here in this first half of play. Kiergaard with the runner on the baseline. Shot up no good. But right there's Brody Weber. His second offensive rebound of the game. His first points of the game. Comes in averaging 5 points. Five rebounds per game. We are tied at 6-6, our first tie. Riverside tonight in their road blue uniforms with the white down the sides, kind of a design, and then you've got the Bulldogs across the front with kind of a grayish number in the front and back. Pull-up jumper is up and good for Henderson. That's going to make it now an 8-6 lead in favor of the Bulldogs. Quickly down on the other end, Schultes' layup up no good. We're going to get an over-the-back call, though, on Brody Weber picking up his first. That'll be the first against the Wheelers here in the ballgame. Each team right now with one foul. 5:36 to go in the first quarter. 8-6 in favor of the Bulldogs. Jepson will walk it up. Darren Miller hollering out the defensive instructions. They'll work it to Amdor near the right elbow. Back to Jepson. Eurostep move. Got around Schultes. Shots up no good. Weber with his third rebound. Off to Schultes. Over to the Wessel on the left wing. They find the cutter. Weber down the right side. And the layup's up in good. The assist to Carson Wessel, Brody Weber with his second bucket. We're tied again, this time at 8-8. Jepson with it, picks up the dribble, works it over on the left side, now to Henderson. Henderson going to fire up a three off the wing. It is up no good, and the rebound taken down by Wessel. Long pass down to Schultes, gathers it in, shot up no good. Rebound taken out of there by Amdor for the Bulldogs. He'll push it ahead, 3-on-2 break. Over to Henderson, right side, shot up no good. Weber clears his fourth rebound. Back to Wessel, and we are going to get an injured Austin Christensen on the other end. And they'll stop the game for a moment. He's holding on to that right ankle as Darren Miller walks out onto the floor to check on him. He's going to try and walk it off. He's a tough guy. And they're going to get a substitute into the ballgame. That'll be Jorgen Nowatzki checking in for the Wheelers. So Austin's still holding on to that ankle. They're going to take the shoe off, or he wants to take the shoe off. Darren Miller said to keep it on. I'm guessing they're going to have to retape probably with the shoe on. And Austin's one of the toughest kids I know, and he is definitely in some pain down on the bench. Wheelers will have it. They'll inbound over in front of their home crowd with Nowatzki to inbound the basketball. 4:41 to go here in the first quarter. We're tied at 8 as both offenses clicking here early in the game. Kiergaard brings it up, comes off a screen to the right side by Weber, who rolls to the basket. Kiergaard over to the right wing, hands it off to Nowatzki. He'll look to attack, cut off, and we're going to get a hold inside. I think that's going to go on Amdor, but that'll be number one on him. And team foul number 2 on the Bulldogs. He was trying to defend against Weber, who's got the size advantage down in the post. The Wheelers will spread 4 across the baseline. Kiergaard to inbound it. Gets it in to Weber. Now in the corner, off to Nowatzki on the wing. Back to Kiergaard in the corner. And he is going to be held inside. And that one is going to go against Jepson. And that's going to be number 1 in him in team foul number 3. That time they were trying to double down on Weber, who didn't have the ball. And that's where that foul came from. So Kiergaard again to inbound. Again, they spread 4 on the baseline. They'll lob it up high on the right side. Nowatzki with a nice catch. Looks to attack. Great athlete. Little fadeaway jumper up. No good. Rebound tipped around. It is corralled by Weber. Nice feed inside to Wessel, who leaves it off for Schultes. And the layup is up in good. So Wessel will get the assist. Schultes with the bucket. The Wheelers back on top here by a score of 10-8. Pushing it up the floor quickly was the Bulldogs. Now work it up top to Henderson. Back over now. Driving in is Henderson. Kick pass back up top. The other Henderson, that's Dawson. Brody had it a moment ago. They'll get it to Jepson. Drives down the left side. Pass inside. Weber tips it. It'll go out of bounds off of Weber. Nearly went off of Amdor, but it'll go off of the Wheelers, and it will be Bulldog basketball. 3:49 to go here, first quarter of play. Sully McLean checking in here for the Wheelers. Bounce pass comes in to Amdor near the right block. He's about 2 steps outside of it, defended by Weber. Looks to drive the baseline. Cut off, now spins into the lane, trying to shoulder his way open. We'll find Jepson on the right wing. His shot up no good. Coming down with a rebound is Dawson Henderson, though, on the weak side up for the Bulldogs. Now get it back to Dawson over on the left wing. He'll bounce it up top to Amdor. Over to the right side. They work it now to Fenner. He had that early 3, hasn't taken a shot since. Drives in the lane, kick pass inside. It's lost. It's going to be picked up. Weber going to come out of there with the steal. Kiergaard will run it up the left side of the floor. Got a defender coming up behind him. That's Amdor. He'll pick the pocket. Kiergaard hustles back, but Amdor's layup is up in good. So Peyton Amdor with 5. We are tied at 10-10. That is our third tie here in this first quarter. Schultes up the right side. Pass is tipped. It's a loose coming out of there with it. It's going to be Brody Henderson. Heading out to Amdor up the right side. Stops on the wing. Back up to Brody. 3 on the way. Right side. Top of the key up. No good. Kiergaard will clear the rebound. He'll look to run. 2:45 to go in the first quarter. 10-10. Wessel attacks off the left baseline. Runs into Amdor. Finds Nowatzki on the right baseline. Jorgen drives in just above the elbow. Shot is up. No good. The rebound to Weber. Had a shot inside but didn't look. Kicks it out. Schultes' 3 is up and good. Brody Schultes, an outstanding shooter. He's got 7. Wheelers lead it now by a score of 13-10. That is their largest lead here in the game. Fenner with it out high on the right side. Up top now to Brody. Brody penetrates down inside. Kicks it out to Dawson. A good Amdor above the right block. Kick out past left side. Jepson's 3 on the way. That's short. And Amdor saves it off of Wessel. And it'll stay with the Bulldogs. 2:04 to go here in the first quarter. Christensen checking back into the ballgame along with Ryan Hermson. Also, Sully McLean getting into the ballgame. Weber, Kiergaard, and Wessel will check out. Substitutions as well for Riverside. We'll run you through their new lineup coming up here in just a moment. One of those guys is Grant Richardson. Now we've got a strip and a foul inside, going to go against Audubon. That'll be their second foul here. And that one's going to go against Brody Schultes, the 6-foot senior, picking up his first. Our Raw Rewind All-Star festivities will be coming up Saturday, March the 14th, out of the Carroll High School gym. Nowatzki coming up with a steal, second of the night for the Wheelers. Again, doors will open about 11. We'll get everything started. Send out the girls' wrestling invites on Sunday. We'll get boys' wrestling invites and bowling and boys' swimming as well. And then also the basketball invites for boys and girls. Those will all go out over the next few weeks. Nowatzki penetrates to the near the right elbow. Kick pass left corner to Schultes. He made a three from there a moment ago. Christensen now over to Nowatzki right side. Nowatzki will back out. Shot clock at 6. He's got it 30 feet away. Takes it over to the left side. Spins in the lane. Scoop shot. No good. The offensive rebound to Hermson. Put back is good. He's going to draw some contact and get himself to the free throw line. It's a big offensive rebound for Ryan Hermson. And the lead is up to 5 for the Wheelers, their largest lead of the game. He'll go to the free throw line. Jepson just picked up his second for the Bulldogs. Team foul number 4. Hermson, the 6'2 senior at the line, 50% on the season from the line. He'll shoot the and one. It's on the way. It is up off the back of the rim. No good. The rebound taken down by Richardson for the Bulldogs. Wheelers maintain that 15-10 lead. Dawson over to Fenner on the right side. Fenner penetrating in. Now off into the hands again of Richardson. Over to Amdor right side. Amdor looking to attack again. 16-footer on the way off the baseline. Bounces around the rim and falls in. Peyton Amdor with his second two-point basket, his third bucket of the night. He cuts that Wheeler lead to 15-12. Hermanson picks up the dribble, gets it off to Schultes. Now to Christensen up top. Christensen bounces it back to Schultes. Bounce pass inside. Looking for Soli McLean. It was knocked away. We've got guys diving on the floor. It's going to end up going out of bounds off of the Bulldogs, and it will be Wheeler basketball. 35.7 to go first quarter. 18 seconds on the shot clock for Audubon. Nowatzki with it. Can't quite hold it for the final shot here of the quarter. Nowatzki up top. Working out there against the Bulldogs. Bounce pass inside to Christensen. Shot off the glass off the right side. Up and good. Austin Christensen with his second bucket. 17-12 now in favor of Audubon. Riverside can hold to the final shot. Richardson goes up top. Work it to Amdor right side. Back over to Richardson. Richardson, nice backdoor cut that time by Hawkes. His pass is over to Amdor, and Amdor lays it up and in. And we're going to get a warning here on Riverside not to touch the ball as it comes through the net. And, that comes right as the first quarter comes to an end. Went back and forth early. Wheelers, though, up 17-14 here as we head to the second quarter in 1 minute right here on 93.7 at KKRL.
New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas is proud to sponsor our area teams because supporting our communities is what we're all about. When it comes time to buy your next new or used vehicle, look here first. At New Way Ford, you'll find a great selection, fair prices, and a team that makes the car buying process easy, relaxed, and fun. Plus, with free oil changes for life, you can drive with confidence long after the sale. New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas.
Hey everyone, Big Pete here from RJV Repair. Big news from the shop.
That's right. I'm officially passing the reins over to Ryan Borkowski as our new shop manager. Don't worry, Big Pete and my phones will still be on.
Ryan's ready to roll and has been in the repair industry for years and has truckload of experience. Got a question or need service?
Call Ryan today at 790-4318. He's your go-to guy in the shop.
RJV Repair, keeping you moving, and now with Ryan behind the wheel in the shop.
We head you into the second quarter here tonight on 93.7 KKRL. Our Culver's player of the game coming up in the postgame tonight. Culver's again celebrating 41 years in business, 13 of those years in Carroll. Culver's welcome to Delicious. Bulldogs with the basketball. Wheelers up 17-14. Amdor on the left wing. We'll get it to Fenner in the corner. Wheelers stay man-to-man. Fenner into the lane. Picks up the dribble inside the left elbow. Figs it out to Hawkes. Down inside. Kick out pass from Richardson to Amdor. Right wing three is a little bit long. Christensen will clear his second rebound. He just gets up so quick and so high and then so strong with the ball when he gets it in his hands. Kiergaard with it. Works it left side. Out near the scores table, finds Christensen, nice catch near the top of the key over to Nowatzki, three on the way up, good. Jurgen Nowatzki with the three. Christensen with the kick pass for the assist. It's a 20-14 now in favor of the Wheelers. Trying to work over on the left side, Amdor. Little step under move, got Nowatzki in the air. His tough little runner is up and good. Amdor averaging 18 a game. He's got 11 here in the game. It's 20-16. Nowatzki over to McLean, down to the left corner to Kiergaard. He'll step back, fires up the three. It's up no good. Weak side rebound taken down by Amdor. Kick over pass now to Fenner. Fenner attacks down to the baseline. They work the ball to Brody. Back up top. Dawson will kick it over to Amdor on the left side. Back over to Dawson on the left wing. He'll get it off to Fenner now on the left wing. Everybody kind of making that pass right over on the left side. Now they work it to Amdor on the right wing. Shot clock at 12. Down to Richardson just outside of the block. Amdor comes off a screen by Richardson. Baseline jumper from 7 up no good. Kiergaard with the rebound. Kick ahead pass to Christensen. Nice pass to the cutter, McLean. Shot is up no good off of the left box, really. He was right at the rim. Rebound to the Bulldogs. Fenner will push it up right side. Stops on the wing. Coverage nicely by Kiergaard. Pass up top. Knocked away by Christensen. It'll be tracked down, though, by Dawson Henderson inside. Akezi shot up no good. Nowatzki will clear the rebound for the Wheelers. 5:55 to go first half. Our Mackey Motors halftime report coming up. Nowatzki over to Kiergaard on the right side. Kiergaard looking to drive down. Now skip pass. The pass is going to be stolen away by Richardson. He's trying to feed it to Christensen at the elbow. They'll get it off to Amdor. Step through move on the layup. It's up no good. Rebound tipped into the hands that time in Nowatzki. And we're going to get a timeout called up by the Wheelers. 5:39 to go first half. Wheelers clinging right now to a 20-16 lead. We're back in 30 seconds. 93.7 KKRL.
New Way Auto Group.
New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas is proud to sponsor our area teams because supporting our communities is what we're all about. When it comes time to buy your next new or used vehicle, look here first. At New Way Ford, you'll find a great selection, fair prices, and a team that makes the car buying process easy, relaxed, and fun. Plus, with free oil changes for life, you can drive with confidence long after the sale. New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas.
To 16, Audubon with the lead here tonight on 93.7 KKRL. Western Iowa Conference matchup here tonight. Bulldogs won the game earlier this season by 2. Wheelers looking to avenge that here tonight. Try to get that conference record to 6-7. Move their overall record to 10-8. This is a good ball club with really good length and athletes. Carson Wessel up top over to the right side to Chiltis. Three on the way from the wing up in good. Wessel going to pick up the assist. His third. Chiltis on fire right now. He's got 10 here in the ballgame. And the Wheelers have their largest lead at 23-16. Amdar on the right wing. Now shift on the switch on the screen. That Christensen on him. Now Weber looking to defend. Trying to drive in is Dawson. He'll bounce it up top. Hawkes with it over to the right side. Knocked out of bounds that time by Chiltis. It'll stay with the Bulldogs as he jumps the passing lane. They were trying to feed it over to Dawson Henderson. Just got a warning on the Riverside coach here a moment ago for asking the official a question. Inbounds pass comes to Amdor. Right side top of the key three up no good. Christensen will come down with a rebound. Off now to Kiergaard. Back to Christensen. Inside to Weber, who just wasn't quite ready for it. And the pass will hit the senior portraits that are hanging up over on the wall. It'll be out of bounds. And it will be Bulldog basketball. Chris Hosquez is going to check out. James McCready now checking into the ballgame. Jepson will bring it up. Looks to drive down the right side. Kicks it off to Richardson. Now to Amdor at the free throw line. Amdor, they stepped away. His jumper is up and good. Christensen thought Amdor was going to pass it. He didn't. And when Christensen took a step back, he went right up over him. Chiltis trying to fire one from the corner. It's up no good off the left side. Rebound tipped into the hands of Kiergaard. His putback is up no good. Chiltis with the offensive rebound. Putback no good. Weber with another rebound. I've got him for 7 of those here. And now we get a whistle on him. Foul inside. Going to go on Brody Weber. Trying to clear himself a little bit of space inside. He'll pick up his second. And that'll be the first on the Wheelers here in the second quarter. 4:14 to go here in this second quarter of play. It's been a well-played game so far. 23-18 Audubon with the lead. Brody Henderson left side up top to Amdor. Christensen jumping out at him. Thought he was going to shoot, so that time he kind of runs into him a little bit. That'll be a whistle and a foul. That'll be number one on Christensen. Weber will check out. McLean back in for Audubon. Dawson Henderson looking to get it in bounds. Gets it to Amdor. He'll drive in. A little floater on the way. Short rebound taken out by Richardson. Richardson with a nice fake. He faked like he was going up in the middle. Christensen went up to try and block it, but then he stepped underneath him and stepped through for the easy wide open layup. Wheelers nearly turned it over, but Schultes with a good catch over on the sideline. Now to Kiergaard. 23-20 Wheelers with the lead. Schultes bounces it down to Christensen. Baseline jumper from 17 is up and good. A 17-footer just inside the line, for Austin Christensen. That puts the Wheelers up here 25-20. Amdor on the right side with it. Kicks it up top to Brody. Brody over to Dawson. Now back to Amdor. Amdor again looking to drive. Wanted to pick and roll with Richardson. Nothing there, so he'll feed it over on the left side to Dawson. They look for the cutter Jepson. Nothing there. Now Dawson cuts it on the baseline. Kicks it out to Brody. Back over to the right corner. Penetrating is Jepson. Feeds it down on the right side. Let's down to five on the shot clock here. They get it to Amdor. He'll fire one up just inside the top of the key and knocks it down. Really good defense by Audubon for about 34 seconds. And then they give open up the wide open jumper inside or outside. 17-footer. It's 25-22. McLean's pass inside for Wessel. Tipped away. Coming out of it with the loose basketball to Jepson. He'll run it up left side over to the left wing. Good ball movement. Now get it back outside. Dawson Henderson, three up, no good. Kiergaard pulls down his fifth rebound. He's been good on the boards tonight. Wheelers clinging here to a 25-22 lead. Kiergaard to Schultes on the left side. Skip pass now over to Wessel on the right side. Mason Nealon and I will type up recap stories for all of tonight's basketball, wrestling, and also bowling in the area. Ball knocked away from Christensen. Richardson will clear it. Long pass down to Jepson. He saves it into the hands of Christensen. Christensen to Schultes. He's going to attack. A little Eurostoop move and gets the layup to fall. You can hear the fans behind me. They're wanting a little stutter step travel there. And we're going to get a timeout called by Riverside. Timeout on the floor. We've got a minute 29 to go here in this first half of play. Wheelers up by five. We're back in 30 seconds here on KKRL.
Heritage Insurance wants to wish the Audubon Wheelers good luck. Heritage Insurance offers years of experience in protecting all your assets with personalized customer service that you can always trust. Let their staff answer all your insurance questions. Call for your appointment today at 712-563-9584. That's 563-9584. Good luck, Wheelers, from everyone at Heritage Insurance.
Coming to you live here from the Gatorade broadcast booth, distributed by Pepsi Beverages. Gatorade helping athletes fuel, recover, and perform. Jeff Lankman with you. Down in beautiful Audubon, Iowa tonight. High school basketball action. Of course, Western Iowa Conference. Early on, we had a bunch of lead chains. It was Audubon jumping up 2-0. Missouri Riverside came back, took a 3-2 lead. Austin Christensen scored inside, made it 4-3. Riverside went right down and hit a 3 to go up 6-4. Brody Weber tied it at 6-6. Audubon grabbed the lead back at 10-8 and haven't trailed since. Their largest lead so far was a few moments ago at 23-16. Richardson with it, nearly knocked away by Schultes. Richardson will gather it back in just inside the left block. Now out to Finner. Finner will hand it up top to Dawson. Dawson over to the right side to Jepson. Jepson drives to the free throw line, cut off there. Schultes reaching in from the backside, but able to hold on to the basketball. Work it to Fenner. Shot clock's down to three. Fenner out to Henderson, and that's going to be nearly an over Mac, nearly a shot clock violation. They'll get a shot off, and that is going to be a shot clock violation as it did not hit the rim. Kiergaard had come down with a rebound, but it did not hit the rim. So there's a chance here with a minute 25 to extend this. They can match their largest lead with the two, take their largest lead with the three. They'll look to trap Kiergaard out near half court. They're in a 1-2-2 half court trap now. Schultes down with McLean on the baseline. He'll bring it up on the wing up top to Kiergaard. Kiergaard back down to Schultes in the corner inside to McLean. The ball He lost it, gathers it in, saves it to Nowoski up top. Tiergard's three on the way, in and out, no good. Rebound tipped around. McLean will pull it out of there for Ottoman. Goes back up with the shot. It's in and out, no good. Tips it out. It'll be gathered in that time by Brody Henderson. Off to Fenner. 45 seconds to go here in the half. Work it to Jepson on the right wing. Do the Bulldogs. He'll back a back out, defended by Tiergard. Wheeler stay man-to-man. Wheeler should get the final shot here of the half. There's about 15 on the shot clock, 33 on the game clock. Jepson, bounce pass inside to Richardson. He'll go up, and he's going to draw some contact. That'll be the third foul on the Wheelers here in the second quarter. The foul going to go on Ryan Hermson. That's going to be his first. Two free throws coming up here for Grant Richardson, the 6'2 freshman, shooting 36% from the line this season. Free throw on the way. It is up. Off the back of the rim. No good. That one went up high off of the back of the rim. Almost looked like it could drop down back through. Amdor going to check in. Jepson out. Christensen going to check in for Ottoman. He'll check into the ballgame for Hermson. Harlow Miller, Riley Miller across the way. Lucy Standerson sitting over there as well. Maya King in the house tonight. Free throw on the way. It's up. No good. Christensen will come down with a rebound. So Christensen, his fourth rebound here in the game. They work it to Schultes over on the right side. Down to the corner. Christensen fires up the 17-footer a little early with that, but McLean clears the rebound but then throws it away. Amdor will push it. 8 seconds to go here in the half. His shot is up, in and out, no good. Nowoski tips the rebound, but it'll be cleared by Schultes. Schultes has it knocked away from behind. It'll go out of bounds as the first half comes to an end. Ottoman will take a 5-point lead, 27-22 into the halftime. That halftime report coming up for you in 3 minutes right here on 93.7 at KKRL.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
Hey, sports fans, R&J Wagner Trucking, the top name in expedited transportation since 2002, is cheering on the Ottoman Wheelers. With their cutting-edge equipment and expert team, R&J Wagner handles all your liquid bulk needs with unbeatable reliability. They're proud to support our local schools and wish the best of luck to all the athletic teams.
Go Wheelers!
From everybody at R&J Wagner Trucking, we're behind you all the way.
Remembering whether it's a home or away game, getting the right kid to the right playing field on the right day. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple so you can worry about more important things. Like not being that fan.
Oh, come on, Raf!
That's simple human sense.
Call Community Insurance in Ottoman today at 712-563-4422. Or stop by at 422 Tracy Street in Ottoman.
At Southwest Iowa Real Estate Company, we love Ottoman. It's where we live, raise our families, and volunteer our time. It's also the place where we sell homes. I'm Janelle Dice, broker of Southwest Iowa Real Estate Company in Ottoman. If you're looking to buy or sell real estate, look no further than your neighbors. We know the market better than anyone and will take the stress out of the entire process. For more information, call us at 712-563-4288 or go to our website at southwestiowarealestateco.com.
New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas is proud to sponsor our area teams because supporting our communities is what we're all about. When it comes time to buy your next new or used vehicle, look here first. At New Way Ford, you'll find a great selection, fair prices, and a team that makes the car buying process easy, relaxed, and fun. Plus, with free oil changes for life, you can drive with confidence long after the sale. New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas.
Hey everyone, Big Pete here from RJV Repair. Big news from the shop.
That's right. I'm officially passing the reins over to Ryan Borkowski as our new shop manager. Don't worry, Big Pete and my phones will still be on.
Ryan's ready to roll and has been in the repair industry for years and has truckload of experience. Got a question or need service?
Call Ryan today at 790-4318. He's your go-to guy in the shop.
RJV Repair, keeping you moving, and now with Ryan behind the wheel in the shop.
Halftime report here on 93.7 KKRL, brought to you by Mackey Motors of Lake City, recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. Check them out online as well at MackeyMotors.com. Audubon Wheelers looking good here in the first half, just up 5. Their largest lead has been 7, and as I mentioned earlier in this quarter after a commercial break, this game went back and forth early, with Brody Schultes hitting a 2, putting Audubon up 3-0, or 2-0, and then it was Riverside getting a 3 to go up 3-2. Austin Christensen answered within about 10 seconds to make it 4-3, and then Riverside answered with their second 3 to open up the game, led it 6-4. Brody Weber would score inside to make it 6-6. Riverside went up 8-6. Weber tied it again at 8-8. And then Brody Schultes would put Audubon on top 10-8. They haven't lost the lead since then, and the lead is varied. We were tied at 10-10. Schultes hit a 3 to put him up 13-10. The Wheelers then got a bucket from Ryan Hermson. They go up 15-10. It was cut to 15-12. Then Austin Christensen made it 17-12. Riverside cut it to 17-14. Jorgen Nowatzki pushed it to 20 at 20-14, or I should say to 6. And then Riverside cut it to 4 again at 20-16. Brody Schultes hit a 3, and the Wheelers were up at that point 23-16, their largest lead here in the first half. Riverside then went on a little bit of a run, scoring the next 4 to cut it to 23-20. Austin Christensen answered to make it 25-20. It was Riverside then making it a 1-point game again at 25-22. And Brody Schultes scoring late here in the half to put the Wheelers up 27-25. So pretty tight, excuse me, most of the way through here tonight. For Audubon, balance on offense again, really doing a nice job. I think they're controlling the backboards, and that's really tonight been the difference for me and what's been able to keep them in the lead here so far through this first half. Wheelers up 27-22 over Riverside at the halftime. We're back with more of our Mackey Motors halftime report coming up in 2 minutes here on Kick 106.7 as we come to you live from the Gatorade broadcast booth.
New Way Auto Group.
New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas is proud to sponsor our area teams because supporting our communities is what we're all about. When it comes time to buy your next new or used vehicle, look here first. At New Way Ford, you'll find a great selection, fair prices, and a team that makes the car buying process easy, relaxed, and fun. Plus, with free oil changes for life, you can drive with confidence long after the sale. New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas.
Heritage Insurance wants to wish the Audubon Wheelers good luck. Heritage Insurance offers years of experience in protecting all your assets with personalized customer service that you can always trust. Let their staff answer all your insurance questions. Call for your appointment today at 712-563-9584. That's 563-9584. Good luck, Wheelers, from everyone at Heritage Insurance.
Hey, sports fans, R&J Wagner Trucking, the top name in expedited transportation since 2002, is cheering on the Audubon Wheelers. With their cutting-edge equipment and expert team, R&J Wagner handles all your liquid bulk needs with unbeatable reliability. They're proud to support our local schools and wish the best of luck to all the athletic teams.
Go Wheelers!
From everybody at R&J Wagner Trucking, we're behind you all the way.
Remembering whether it's a home or away game, getting the right kid to the right playing field on the right day. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple so you can worry about more important things. Like not being that fan.
Oh, come on, Raf.
That's simple human sense.
Call Community Insurance in Audubon today at 712-563-4422 or stop by at 422 Tracy Street in Audubon.
.27-22 right now, Audubon over at Riverside here as we get ready to start our third quarter of play. Let's take a look at some of our unofficial numbers here tonight. For Riverside, Dawson Henderson with 2 points, Peyton Amdor with 15, Owen Fenner with 3, and Grant Richardson, who has really played well off of the bench for them, especially on the backboards and on the defensive end, has got 2. The Bulldogs, 0 of 2 from the free throw line. If you're them, you need somebody else to score some points. You've got a lot of guys that can do it, but Amdor right now with 15 of your 22. He's looking to shoot when he has it because he's been shooting the basketball well, and I think he realizes a lot of the rest of the guys struggling a little bit tonight, so he's tried to carry him in that first half. That'll be an adjustment I think the Riverside will try to make, is try and get more guys involved. I think if you're Coach Miller, you're pointing at that guy and saying he can't keep scoring the way he is, and we've got to get a handout into his face and then not go for the fakes and play better defense on him. For Audubon, Aiden Kiergaard here in the first half does has 5 rebounds. Brody Schultes with 12 points, go with 2 rebounds and an assist. Carson Wessel with a rebound and 3 assists. Austin Christensen, 6 points, 4 rebounds, an assist and a steal. Brody Weber, 4 points, go with 7 rebounds, an assist and a steal. Jorgen Nowatzki with 3 points, go with 2 rebounds and a steal. And Ryan Hermson with 2 points. The Wheelers, though, just 0 of 1 from the free throw line. And if you get into your Audubon, you got to close down on Amdor. You got to keep trying to be balanced. There's just too many turnovers, too many passes that they maybe don't throw right where they need them to, or they throw them before the offensive player is really, or, you know, their teammate is ready for it. And you need to be ready for the ball all the time. So that's really not on the passer, but need to do a better job of getting the passes where guys can catch them and the guys have to be ready for them. There were several times tonight, I would say probably 4 of maybe the 7 or 8 turnovers here in the first half of the Wheelers were literally guys open but weren't looking and ready to catch the ball, and then the ball went kind of sailing by them. So that'll be an adjustment, I think, for the Wheelers. We've got the second half coming up in 30 seconds right here. 93.7 at KKRL, part of the CB Sports Network.
At Southwest Iowa Real Estate Company, we love Audubon. It's where we live, raise our families, and volunteer our time. It's also the place where we sell homes. I'm Janelle Dice, broker of Southwest Iowa Real Estate Company in Audubon. If you're looking to buy or sell real estate, look no further than your neighbors. We know the market better than anyone and will take the stress out of the entire process. For more information, call us at 712-563-4288 or go to our website at southwestiowarealestateco.com.
Jeff Blankman with you here tonight on at 93.7 at KKRL. We appreciate you joining us here today. I got to tip my cap down here to everybody at Audubon. They're always so welcoming to us, and they do a great job of taking care of us. They know that when there's a full minute timeout or like in between quarters that we take our minute commercial break. So they always make sure that we're ready to go before they kind of start the game or whatever. And they take that full minute where some places don't do it. And now they just turn around to make sure I was ready to broadcast to start the second half. And Aiden Kiergaard double dribbles to open up the second half for the Wheelers. But they checked with me to make sure I was ready to go. And I said, I'm good. I've been back for about 30 seconds now. But that's nice. You don't get that at every place. And Audubon is terrific at that. So we thank Sean Burks, Eric Murkowski, Skyler Schultes, Steve Dvorak, everybody that's been a part of this over the years. Randy Spies a long time ago when he was the AD here. Lynn Spies for all the help she did with getting things that we needed. Shot up no good by Amdor. Christensen with a rebound. Off now to Kiergaard. Euro step, and the layup is not being good. So Aiden Kiergaard with his first bucket. It's 29-22. Wheelers with their largest lead of the game. Ball going to be knocked out of bounds off of Audubon. It'll stay with the Bulldogs. 7:28 to go here in this third quarter of play. Jepson with the inbound off to Amdor. Amdor kick pass over to the right side. Dawson Henderson, 3 up, no good. Nice rebound by Wessel. That one kind of in behind his head. Ahead to Schultes, and the layup's up in good. Wessel did a nice job looking up. Schultes gets it and lays it up and in. It's the largest lead of the ballgame right now for Audubon at 31-22. Pass inside Jepson, working on Shultis, and that's going to be a foul on Brody as he kind of walked into him with the arms flat out instead of straight up. That'll be number two on Shultis. First foul against the Wheelers here in the second half. And Cole Jepson, 5'11 junior, heading to the free throw line, 47% on the season. Free throw on the way. It is up. Bounces off the front of the rim. No good. Wheelers need to be ready for a rebound attempt here. Now, if you look at the law of averages, you figure he misses the first, more than likely he'll make the second, because he's right around a 50% free throw shooter, but still need to be ready all the time to rebound. Free throw up and good by Jepson. 31-23. Shultis on the right side, inside to Christensen. Pull up jumper short. Amdor with the rebound. He'll look to push. Wheelers do a nice job getting back defensively up top to Dawson, over to Fenner on the left wing. He had that early three and hasn't done a whole lot of shooting since then. Over to the left corner. Three on the way that time by Brody. Henderson up no good. Fenner with the rebound off to Brody. Up top to Dawson. Drives down. Left-handed scoop shot no good. And the rebound taken out of there by Wessel, his third. They'll push it ahead. Brings it down on the right wing. Kick pass inside. Weber layup up in good. Carson Wessel now with a 5 assist on the night. Brody Weber with another bucket. And the Wheelers have stretched their lead to 10. That is their largest lead of the game. At 33-23, Jepson trying to drive in. Finds Fenner in the corner. Off now to Brody. He'll drive in. And a top runner. It's up in good for Brody Henderson. 33-25 Audubon. Wessel out high on the left side. Finds Christensen. Good ball movement. Shultis open right wing. Three up. No good. Christensen tips the rebound inside, but Amdor will clear it for the Bulldogs. Amdor to Jepson, defended by Shultis out top. 5:45 to go, third quarter. 33-25, I should say. Long shot by Fenner up, no good. Christensen going to grab the rebound. We're going to get a foul on Owen Fenner, the 5'11 junior, picking up his first. 5:42 to go here. And counting in this third quarter, 33-25 again in favor of the Wheelers. I'll type up a recap story for this game. We'll get all of the girls and boys basketball typed up on the Brinks Exterior Sports Report. We also have boys bowling and boys wrestling tonight. So all of those will get typed up before Mason Nealon and I can call it a night. I'll get our Culver's player of the games put up as well. Great ball movement again. Christensen with the extra pass. Aiden Kiergaard beginning to feel it. He hits the three. At 36 now. To 25 in favor of the Wheelers. Amdor trying to answer. Three left corner up, no good. Rebound to Fenner on the weak side, on the right side. They'll work it over to Jepson now on the right wing. Looking to drive against Wessel. Slightly gets by him, and we're going to get a whistle and a foul. Going to go on Carson Wessel. Number one on Wessel is Nowatzki going to check in. Christensen will check out. Richardson will check in. Dawson Henderson will check out for the Bulldogs. 4:59 to go, third quarter. They'll box it up around the lane. Jepson will get it inbounds. Works it now to Brody. Back down to Jepson. Left corner three on the way. It's short. Nowatzki with a great box out. That allows the rebound to be tipped to Wessel. Off to Kiergaard. Back to Nowatzki. Nowatzki with it over to Kiergaard left side. Corner three up. No good. Weak side rebound to Amdor. Amdor will push. Wessel did a nice job of kind of holding him down on one end, forcing him to not be able to get that out quickly. Jepson drives in. Ball knocked away. It'll be tipped over now to Amdor. He'll attack left side. Tries to leave it off for Richardson, but he'll travel with the basketball. And that'll turn over. We'll give the ball back over now to Audubon. Kiergaard with it on the left side. Hayden with it. Down to the left corner to Shultis. Open for three. Up. Good. Brody Shultis with the three. His third of the ballgame. The lead is now 39-25. We've got a timeout on the floor called by Riverside. We're back in 30 seconds here on 93.7 KKRL.
New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas is proud to sponsor our area teams because supporting our communities is what we're all about. When it comes time to buy your next new or used vehicle, look here first. At New Way Ford, you'll find a great selection, fair prices, and a team that makes the car buying process easy, relaxed, and fun. Plus, with free oil changes for life, you can drive with confidence long after the sale. New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas.
Here from the Gatorade broadcast booth distributed by Pepsi Beverages in Carroll. Gatorade helping athletes to recover and perform. You're listening to high school basketball coverage on 93.7 at KKRL, Carroll, Iowa. Bulldogs with the basketball. Wheelers, though, just pushing that lead to 39-25. That's their largest lead of the game. A little 6-0 spurt here with Kiergaard and Chultis each hitting threes. Jepson slowly jogs it over to the left side, comes off a screen by Richardson, rolls up top. Richardson rolls to the basket to try and post up. Center over to the right side. Now the pull-up jumper from Amdor. Richardson will come down with a rebound, but Chultis steals the kickout pass ahead. Now Kiergaard on the other end layups up and good. Aiden Kiergaard didn't score in the first half, but he's come on here at 41-25 Audubon. Jepson with it. Works it out on the left side again, looking to come off the screen. This time attacks. And we're going to get a bump and a foul. Going to go on Brody Chultis. That'll be number three on the 6-foot senior. Third foul against the Wheelers here in the quarter. Ryan Hermson getting to the scorer's table. He'll check into the ballgame for Audubon. He'll check in for Chultis. Mickey Williamson, assistant coach for Audubon, along with Darren Miller, coming over to give him a high five. Amdor catches it just outside the left elbow. Not a finner. Left wing, Brody and Henderson's three. It's up no good. Nowatzki with a weak side rebound. Long pass ahead. It's over the head of Kiergaard. So Brody Henderson will come up with it. He'll penetrate down the right side. Kicks it off into the corner. Now on the right wing. Driving in. We're going to get a bump and a foul. Jepson looking to attack. That'll go on Hermson. Ryan picks up his second. Cruz Jaquez checks into the ballgame. 5'11 junior for Riverside. He'll check in for Brody Henderson. They box it up on the right side of the floor. They get it in now to Jaquez. Jaquez over to Fenner, left side, top of the key. Fenner with it over to the left wing, Richardson, defended out there by Wessel. Wheeler stay man-to-man here in the second half. And all of a sudden, we've got some whistles coming as there's a reach-in foul on the pass inside. Going to go on Ryan Hermson. That is number three on him. Four on the Wheelers here in this quarter. Actually, five on the Wheelers here in this quarter, and that's going to put Amdor at the free throw line. Amdor, a 74% free throw shooter on the season. Has yet to score here in the third, and that one off the side of the rim, no good. He had 15 at halftime. Has not scored here in the second half. Second free throw upcoming. It's on the way. It's up in good, and that might be all it takes. Sometimes a score like that, all it takes is them to see the ball go through the net one time, and then all of a sudden they get back on fire. Nowatzki brings it up over on the right wing to Hermson. Back to Nowatzki. Kiergaard, left side, top of the key. Riverside in a man-to-man. Man-to-man. Ball knocked away from Kiergaard. He'll pick it back up. Defended out there by Jepson. Shot clock at 17. Wessel now with it, and they cut Kiergaard down through, but the pass is behind him. And Jepson tips it into the hand of Richardson. Back now to Jepson. Bulldogs look to run. Wheelers get back defensively. Out to Finner. Drives in. Attacks the rim. Layup is up no good. And the rebound taken out of there by Weber. His eighth of the ballgame. Nowatzki ahead to Kiergaard left side. Pump fake. Drives down on the baseline. Floater up good. Aiden Kiergaard. Four buckets here in the second half for him. 43-26. Audubon now with the lead. Jepson drives in. Lost it. Going to go out of bounds off of Riverside, and it will be Audubon basketball. So Wheelers will have it. We're getting some frustration right now from the Audubon bench. Understandable. They haven't been happy with several of the calls. And more than once, and it's not like the coach is like really yelling or whatever. He's just having conversations, just normal kind of level conversations. Jepson with the reach-in, that's going to be number three on him. But just kind of normal conversations with the officials, and I think they're getting a little frustrated with it. Like I said, I've seen coaches get on him a lot more than he has here tonight. 2:03 to go here, third quarter, 43-26. Nowatzki with it, gets it up across half court, over to Wessel, left side, top of the key. Nowatzki now sets the screen as Wessel drives in. Pull-up jumper from seven, up no good. Rebound to Amdor. He'll push. Gets out ahead of a few Wheelers. Stops inside the free throw line. Out now to Jepson, right side top of the key. Jepson bounces it back to Amdor. Amdor spins into the lane. Got a defender in the air. That's Wessel. He'll draw some contact. And Carson Wessel just picked up his second. And two free throws coming up here for Amdor. Esac County down right now 34-14 at halftime. Thanks to Dale Wagner for those updates tonight. And Mason Nealon and I will type up recaps for all of our local sporting events. We'll get those posted to the website, Facebook, and Twitter pages yet tonight. Amdor hits the free throw. It's 43-27. Second one on the way, up and good. That'll make it now 43-28. Wheelers need a bucket here. They need something. They're in control of this game, but can't let Riverside start to get comfortable on that scoreboard and chip away at things. So anytime they score, you really should answer. Wessel down on the right block, working against Amdor. Spins, little fadeaway jumper. It's short. Amdor will come up with the rebound. Bounce, nice bounce pass to Richardson, but Austin Christensen is right there to swat it away and out of bounds. It'll stay with Riverside, but the big block that time from Austin Christensen. One of these times, he's so athletic, I'd like to see him, instead of going up and swinging, just go up and catch it. I think he's got that athleticism as a tight end on that team that made the dome to just go up and catch that one. That gets the possession over to Audubon. Cruz trying to hock it, trying to drive in, kicks it over to Amdor. Left corner three now from Jepson. It's short. Hawkes comes down with a rebound, comes up over Christensen, misses it, and Christensen will clear his sixth rebound. Kiergaard works it up across half court. Takes it over on the right side. Maybe got away with a little bit of a push there. They'll double team him. Pass through the hands of McLean. Christensen saves it, leaves it for Wessel. Shot up blocked, but Richardson going to be called for the foul. So that'll be number one on Richardson. Third foul against the Bulldogs here in the half. And free throws coming up now for Carson Wessel. Wessel, 63% free throw shooter on the season, has not attempted one yet tonight. The Wheelers had only one free throw before this one. That one off at the back of the rim, no good. Fenner will check out. Checking back into the basketball game now, Dawson Henderson for the Bulldogs. 44.9 to go here in the third quarter. Second free throw up, no good as well. Rebound tipped around. McLean trying to save it, and does to Nowatzki. It's a great hustle that time by Solon. McLean over to Kiergaard. Step back three off the left wing. It's up, no good. Rebound again to McLean. Off to Kiergaard. Drives in. Runner up, no good. Christensen is going to be called for over the back on the rebound. Christensen just picking up his second. And we're going to get free throws down on the other end from Dawson Henderson. He is a 71% free throw shooter. Clock stops here with a 15-point lead and 29.1 seconds to go in the third quarter. Brody Henderson set to check in. We'll see who he's going to check in for. If he doesn't buzz in here, we know he's coming in for his brother. I'm assuming his brother. Shot is up and no good. And he does come into the ballgame. They'll check in for Richardson. Richardson, just two fouls here on the night. That one is up and good. So Dawson Henderson hits a one of three. It's a 14-point game at 43-29. The Wheelers maybe got away with one on a travel by Wessel. They'll get it up top now to Kiergaard. 14 seconds to go. Bounce pass inside to Nowatzki. And we're going to get an offensive foul. We're going to go on Audubon and Jordan Nowatzki posting up. That'll be number one on Nowatzki. And free throws. Nope, no player control foul, so no free throws. 12.5 seconds to go for Riverside. Don't want to foul on this situation here. If they cut it to 11, that's the way it is. You don't want to let them cut it below that. Jepson out high on the right side, comes off his screen, attacks off the right side, gets to the rim, reverse layups up in good. Well, Jepson's first bucket tonight, he's got three. The shot by Nowatzki, no good, and the third quarter will come to an end. Audubon controlled most of it, but a couple of runs here, especially a late one by Riverside. They have pulled within 12 again, at 41-33. We've got the fourth quarter, 1 minute away here on KKRL.
Hey everyone, Big Pete here from RJV Repair. Big news from the shop.
That's right. I'm officially passing the reins over to Ryan Borkowski as our new shop manager. Don't worry, Big Pete and my phones will still be on.
Ryan's ready to roll and has been in the repair industry for years and has truckload of experience. Got a question or need service?
Call Ryan today at 790-4318. He's your go-to guy in the shop.
RJV Repair, keeping you moving, and now with Ryan behind the wheel in the shop.
New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas is proud to sponsor our area teams because supporting our communities is what we're all about. When it comes time to buy your next new or used vehicle, look here first. At New Way Ford, you'll find a great selection, fair prices, and a team that makes the car buying process easy, relaxed, and fun. Plus, with free oil changes for life, you can drive with confidence long after the sale. New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas.
Right now, leading as we head to the fourth quarter here, 43-31 on 93.7 KKRL. Bulldogs with the basketball. Dawson over to Jepson on the right wing. Jepson penetrating in, spins, got the defender Wessel in the air, goes into him, no call. And the rebound taken out of there by Kiergaard, his sixth of the ball game. I think the officials there said, no, you lean completely in him. Now Kiergaard fires up a three on the other end, no good. Jepson will come down with a rebound, he'll push it down. Kick pass to Dawson, now over to Brody, down to the left corner, Hawkins. He'll bring it up on the wing, takes it now back down towards that left corner, pucked up again by Kiergaard. Now we're going to get a timeout called by Riverside. Timeout on the floor right now, 7.5 to go here in the fourth quarter. It is a 43-31 Wheeler lead. We're back in 30 seconds here on KKRL.
Heritage Insurance wants to wish the Audubon Wheelers good luck. Heritage Insurance offers years of experience in protecting all your assets with personalized customer service that you can always trust. Let their staff answer all your insurance questions. Call for your appointment today at 712-563-9584. That's 563-9584. Good luck, Wheelers, from everyone at Heritage Insurance.
With the ball, they'll get it to Jepson. Now over to Amdor. Amdor drives in, runner in the lane, up no good. Battling for the rebound with Weber. We're going to get a jump ball. Possession there will favor Audubon. As the Bulldogs had the ball to start the fourth quarter. Brody Schultes with the basketball. Comes off a screen by Kiergaard. We'll get it off to Kiergaard. He'll kick it over to Christensen. Right corner, three up, no good. Schultes with the offensive rebound. His putback is up, no good. Battle for the rebound. Taken out of there by Riverside, and that's going to be Dawson Henderson. He'll be bumped and fouled. Wheelers outscoring Riverside 16-9 in that third, but neither team has scored here in the first 54 seconds of this fourth quarter. A 4-0 run by the Bulldogs cut that lead down to 12 at the end of the third quarter. Hawkes with it on the right side. Pass comes up top. Brody Henderson over to the Jepson now on the left wing. We've got Hawkes running the baseline. They'll kick it over to Brody. Right wing three short. And there's Carson Wessel using that length to be able to pull down that rebound. Wheelers right now with three players, actually four players with five or more rebounds. And three more guys within, you know, three rebounds or four rebounds. So just a couple more for each of them. And we might have seven guys with five or more rebounds. As Brody Weber with a great step through move underneath went up for the reverse layup after splitting a couple of defenders. That'll extend the lead here to 45-31. Jepson brings it up, works it over now on the right side. Looks to drive in. Kick pass out now to Dawson Henderson, his layup. As he got to the rim off the right side, it's no good. Wessel will clear the rebound. Off to Brody Schultes, and he goes to the floor. It's either got to be a travel or a foul, as there was definitely contact. And what are we going to get here? We are going to get a foul. Okay. So that'll go on Jepson. That is number four on him. As Fenner will check into the lineup, he'll check in for Hawkes. 5:56 left in this one. Wheelers will box it up around the lane. They'll inbound it with Kiergaard. He'll get Schultes on the right wing. Now off to Christensen, over to Wessel, left side top to Keedlaw. Pass inside for Weber. And we're going to get a foul on the floor. We're going to go against Riverside, and that's on Jepson. And he just fouls out of the basketball game. I'm surprised they didn't get him out of the game with four fouls here a moment ago, but he'll foul out with just 3 points on today. Richardson will check in for him. Now, so they haven't whistled the ball in play yet, and the players are trying to take off, so the officials get them corrected. Now they're ready to go. Lob pass from Kiergaard up top to Wessel. Wessel over to the right side. Tried to backdoor cut to Schultes, but the bounce pass off of the leg of Amdor and into the Wheeler bench. Audubon will maintain possession. 32 seconds left on the shot clock. 5:46 to go in the game. 45-31 Wheelers with the lead. Kiergaard gets it back from Wessel. Pass inside. He was looking for Weber. Throws it behind him. It's out of bounds. Kick pass down the head. Brody Henderson leads it off for Richardson. He'll flip it back. And what are we going to get? A foul on the floor. Going to go on Audubon. That'll be number two on the Wheelers here in the quarter. Each team now with two fouls. I'll go on Carson Wessel. That is three on him. Wessel and Hermsen each with three, along with Brody Schultes for Audubon. And now we get another foul on the inbound play. And that is going to go on Schultes, who just picked up his fourth. I thought that was the number they flashed. Jorgen Nowatzki right away checks in for Schultes. 5:28 left in this one. Wheelers. And stay man-to-man. They're switching on screens. Amdor pull-up jumper from 14 off the right baseline up in good. That's a tough shot just kind of behind the backboard. 45 now, 33. And now what do we get here? Okay, so we've got somebody that has been asked to leave the facility. I don't know for sure who it is, but somebody here in the crowd has been asked to leave the facility. So we've had a gentleman asked to leave the facility. They won't be able to play again until get that person out of the gym. Sean Burke's having to come over and make sure that the guy leaves. Inbounds pass comes now to Nowatzki. We're back in the action here. Nowatzki over to the right side. Comes off a screen by Weber up top. He's open up top. Had the three. Didn't take it. Probably not a bad idea to hold it there. Wessel penetrates over to the right side. Let's try to get back to basketball here. Nowatzki penetrating in on the right side. Pull up jumper. It's up in. Good. Nice job that time by Jorgen Nowatzki. His first two-point basket here tonight. And the lead is 47-33. Layup on the other end is up in good for Brody Henderson as he got to the rim on the left side. 47-35. Nowatzki quickly on the other end, so back-to-back baskets for him. It's 49-35 now in favor of the Wheelers. Another ball knocked out of bounds, and this is kind of how the early part of the game went. Justin Christensen gets it in to Kiergaard, sets a screen for him. Kiergaard will get it up across half court, splits through a double team, now attacks, takes it all the way in, draws some contact, and he's going to get to the free throw line. That foul going to go on Dawson Henderson. That'll be number two on him. Darren Miller pulling his guys over while Kiergaard heads to the line, aiding a 68% free throw shooter on the season. And the free throw on the way is up in no good. Second free throw up coming here. Kiergaard. Wheeler struggling from the line. That's one area tonight. That one goes. They are now 1 of 4 from the free throw line. A lead up to 50. Or up to 15, I should say, at 50-35. Amdor up top with the basketball. Over to Richardson, back to Amdor. Right elbow jumper up, no good. Rebound taken down by Nowatzki, his fourth of the game. On under four left in this one. It's kind of really quiet in this gym. You can hear all the shoes squeaking. Wessel will fire up a three off the left side. It's up and no good, and we're going to get contact inside underneath. I think that's going to go on Amdor. And that is going to be number two on him. 14 fouls right now on the Bulldogs, three on the Wheelers here in this fourth quarter. Inbounds pass comes. They'll work it in now to Wessel. Up top to Christensen, left side to Kiergaard. Kiergaard attacks down to the baseline, cut off nicely by Finner. Skip pass over to Wessel, right side. Three on the way. It's in and out, no good. And the rebound taken out of there by Amdor. He'll look to run for the Bulldogs. Amdor attacks. Kick out pass left side to DeBrody. Three on the way up. No good. Nowatzki up high for rebound number five. We're going to get a reach-in foul. Going to go on Dawson Henderson. That'll be number three on him. And that'll put Jorgen Nowatzki at the free throw line. 3:27 remaining in this one. Nowatzki at the line, 61% on the season, has not attempted a free throw yet tonight. Free throw on the way, it is up and good. ...51-35... 16-point lead right now for Audubon. Their largest lead again here has been 17. He'll miss that one, but Austin Christensen comes out with rebound number 7. Pass out to Nowatzki, knocked out of bounds by Finner. It'll stay with the Wheelers. Kiergaard over to Wessel on the left side. Up top now to Weber. Back over to Nowatzki, looking inside for Christensen. Christensen will spin, kicks it back out to Nowatzki. Nowatzki attacks, kick out pass to Kiergaard. Three on the way up, no good. The rebound to Weber. He's had a nice game tonight. Got him 9 rebounds. Now off to Nowatzki. Nowatzki at the rim, left side, shot up no good, gets his own rebound, and the putback's up in good. Jorgen Nowatzki taking over in the fourth quarter here for Audubon, and this is what they do. They just have different guys that can score at any point in the game, and each one of them capable of going on a run. 5 or 6 different guys can really score it well, and they're very unselfish. You miss shot inside, Wessel with the rebound. Wessel will push it up, 2.5 to go in this one. Pass is tipped. They were looking for Christensen. Coming out of there with it is Dawson. Now off to Amdor, and the layup's up in good. That's a tough layup for him. We're going to get a timeout called by Riverside. Timeout on the floor, 53-37 in favor of the Wheelers. We're back right after this quick timeout on 93.7 KKRL, part of the CB Sports Network.
Hey, sports fans, R&J Wagner Trucking, the top name in expedited transportation since 2002, is cheering on the Audubon Wheelers. With their cutting-edge equipment and expert team, R&J Wagner handles all your liquid bulk needs with unbeatable reliability. They're proud to support our local schools and wish the best of luck to all the athletic teams.
Go Wheelers!
From everybody at R&J Wagner Trucking, we're behind you all the way.
And check if you're going to be checking into the ballgame along with Cruz Jaquez for Riverside. We're in a timeout break here. Late in the fourth quarter, 53-37 Audubon. It was a tight game early. Wheelers led it 17-14 at the end of the first quarter, extended it to 27-22 at the halftime, but have controlled the second half, outscoring Riverside 16-9 in the third. They lead it right now by 16. Their largest lead was 18 at 53-35 here just a few moments ago before Amdor got that layup in. He's had a big game here tonight. 22 on the board right now for Amdor. Came in averaging 18 a ballgame. Nowatzki ahead now to Wessel. Wessel kicks it off to Kiergaard. Kiergaard back up top to Christensen. Weber underneath gets it, and the layup is up in good. Christensen going to pick up another assist. Brody Weber nearing what I've got a double-double. 55-37. I've got him now with 10 points. 4 of those coming in the first half. Bounce pass inside. Nice look from Hawkes to Dawson Henderson. 55-39. Nowatzki will bring it up. Gets it over to Wessel. Wessel attacks off the right baseline. Gets in and lays it up and in. First two-point basket tonight for Wessel. Actually, his first points here tonight. It's 57-35. Wessel has done a lot of other things well, including rebounding. He just pulled down his eighth off the miss, ahead now to Nowatzki. Nowatzki drives in, and we're going to get an offensive foul on Nowatzki. So Jorgen picks up his second. He'll stop the clock with a minute 30 to go here in this one. Brody Weber will check out. More than likely not going to get back into the ballgame, so might fall one rebound shy of a double-double here tonight. I've got him 10 points, 9 rebounds. Work it on the right side. Akez with it. Inside now to Amdor on the elbow. Amdor spins, goes against Wessel, and the layup is up no good. Wessel with another rebound, his ninth of the ballgame. Wessel ahead to Christensen, stripped away. Great hustle by Dawson Henderson. You got to credit him. It's an 18-point game with just over a minute to go, and he sprinted back not to give up a wide-open layup on a play that a lot of people would not work that hard to make that play. Inbounds pass. And there's an assist for Kiergaard as he finds Austin Christensen. Not going to be easy selecting my player of the game here tonight because Audubon's had so many different guys that have contributed heavily in this win. They're up by 20. Long three on the way is up and good for Dawson Henderson. His first three of the night. 59-42 now. Henderson with it, 10 points on the night. Actually make that 8 points here on the night. There is about a 10-11 seconds difference between the shot and game clock, so the Wheelers will have to shoot it. Kiergaard picking it up, another assist as Brody Schultes with the cut to the basket. He'll lay it up and in. 61-42, Amdor going to fire up a three right side. It's no good, and the rebound taken down by Kiergaard. And the Wheelers should be able to run this one out. Audubon will move to 10-8 on the season. They'll improve to 6-7 in the WIC. Riverside going to fall to 10-8 and 6-8 in the league as well. Big win for the Wheelers here tonight, getting a little revenge. They'll knock off Riverside again at 61-42. That is our final score. We'll step away. Darren Miller and one of the Wheelers set to join us coming up in our Mackey Motors tailgate. We'll also announce our Culver's player of the game.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
Remembering whether it's a home or away game, getting the right kid to the right playing field on the right day. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents and keep insurance simple so you can worry about more important things, like not being that fan.
Oh, come on, ref!
That's simple human sense.
Call Community Insurance in Audubon today at 712-563-4422 or stop by at 422 Tracy Street in Audubon.
At Southwest Iowa Real Estate Company, we love Audubon. It's where we live, raise our families, and volunteer our time. It's also the place where we sell homes. I'm Janelle Dice, broker of Southwest Iowa Real Estate Company in Audubon. If you're looking to buy or sell real estate, look no further than your neighbors. We know the market better than anyone and will take the stress out of the entire process. For more information, call us at 712-563-4288 or go to our website at southwestiowarealestateco.com.
New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas is proud to sponsor our area teams because supporting our communities is what we're all about. When it comes time to buy your next new or used vehicle, look here first. At New Way Ford, you'll find a great selection, fair prices, and a team that makes the car buying process easy, relaxed, and fun. Plus, with free oil changes for life, you can drive with confidence long after the sale. New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas.
Hey everyone, Big Pete here from RJV Repair. Big news from the shop.
That's right. I'm officially passing the reins over to Ryan Borkowski as our new shop manager. Don't worry, Big Pete and my phones will still be on.
Ryan's ready to roll and has been in the repair industry for years and has truckload of experience. Got a question or need service?
Call Ryan today at 790-4318. He's your go-to guy in the shop.
RJV Repair, keeping you moving, and now with Ryan behind the wheel in the shop.
New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas is proud to sponsor our area teams because supporting our communities is what we're all about. When it comes time to buy your next new or used vehicle, look here first. At New Way Ford, you'll find a great selection, fair prices, and a team that makes the car buying process easy, relaxed, and fun. Plus, with free oil changes for life, you can drive with confidence long after the sale. New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas.
For more than 40 years, Culver's has brought you fresh, never-frozen deliciousness. And since 2012, they've been proud to serve the Carroll community. From mouth-watering burgers to one-of-a-kind custards, the goal at Culver's is simple. Satisfy your hunger with the highest quality products delivered to you with a smile. Whether you're a coach, player, or parent, Culver's is the perfect destination to build team spirit. Don't forget, order the post-game meal online right now at Culver's.com. Culver's, welcome to delicious.
Good win for the Audubon Wheelers here tonight as you're listening to the Mackey Motors Tailgate brought to you by Mackey Motors Lake City, recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award again for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. Check them out online as well at MackeyMotors.com. I think we've got Brody Schultes making his way over here to the postgame area along with head coach Darren Miller, and we'll get Brody on the headphones with us here tonight and get a chance to chat with him. And Brode, congratulations, shot it extremely well here tonight, finished I think with 19, so a good night for you. But I was just kind of talking or going to here as we headed into the postgame, kind of what you guys have been all year, like everybody contributing to the win, because everybody that came in really did something nice for this team tonight.
Just because everybody is a good player and can score makes it open for anybody can score 10 to 15 points every game because they're not worrying about one person. They're worrying about everybody.
Where do you guys get that unselfishness from? Because everybody wants to score the ball, but we talk about it up at the radio station in Carroll all the time that it almost seems like it might be you and Carson one night, and then it's Carson and Aiden another night, and then Austin and Caden Aiden a different night. It's always one or two different guys all the time, and you guys seem to be okay with that.
Yeah, we trust each other with our lives. We believe that everybody can score, and we're just really good friends, so we just trust each other.
What worked early? Even though this game went back and forth early on, the offenses for both teams were really sharp early on.
We were just trying to push the ball to the rim because we had a little bit of a height advantage. Mm-hmm. So we were really trying to get it into the post. And then when the post started scoring, then they're doubling up, so they let the three-point line open.
You're so comfortable wing and corner. Which spot is better for you?
I like the wing, but
do you?
The corner, I like the corner too.
You shoot the corner well.
Thank you.
What is it about the wing and the corner that you seem to comfortable at?
Just there's less of a backboard. I can see the rim better because at the top of the key, the backboard is a little blinding.
Okay. Defensively, the Amador kid, I think, let me look here real quick, 15 in the first half. Finishes with 22, but that only means he gets second in the second half. What did you guys adjust defensively against him? Because once you kind of shut him down, that allowed you guys in the third quarter to blow open what was kind of a tight game.
We were really just talking about staying on our feet because he's really good at pump faking and getting people in the air. So we really tried hard to keep ourselves on the ground, and doing that made us keep him from scoring.
Where's this team at right now, late here in the regular season? You got Cam Thursday, but we're literally 2 weeks away from the postseason.
Oh, we're there. We're ready. Every game, we're going out there to beat everybody, really.
How much better can this team still get?
A lot better. We got to work on our defense a good amount and then our help defense, really.
Well, I tell you what, nice job out here tonight. Appreciate you joining us. Always good to see you. Congrats. Best of luck with Cam coming up Thursday night.
Thank you.
You bet. Brody Schultes joining us here in the postgame. We'll get head coach Darren Miller to slide his way in here as well, and we'll get some thoughts from coach, and we'll get you to kind of wrap that around here maybe so that you – there you go. That'll work. Coach, a good win for the guys tonight. I just said to Brody, it's kind of what we talk up at Carroll Broadcasting Sports Network all the time. Every night, it's one or two different guys that lead you. And even though Brody scores 19 tonight, you had so many guys in double figures. You had so many guys that contributed either on the boards or defensively or in one way or another to help you guys win tonight.
Yeah, for sure. And this Riverside team is a scary good – they're a good team. You know,
they have guys, very athletic.
Very athletic. They could shoot, and they never really got on a run. And that's what – I mean, I was – they're just a good team. They can shoot it. They got it. The Amador kids are really good. All of them kids are really good. They're – very fundamental sound. They could shoot, and so they're gonna make a good run in the tournament because I said they're a good team. And yeah, it's nice to have multiple scorers, and each night it seems like for us it's different, and that's great. You know, so whoever's hot, we're trying to get them the ball.
You guys played really well in the first half, and you were up at the halftime 27-22. But I thought if there was two things that you might be talking to them about, I thought you were turning it over probably more than you liked, because it just seemed like at times guys weren't ready for passes. And then Amdor, with 15 in the first half, you closed him down a little bit in the second half. I thought you also turned it over a little bit less in the second half. So what adjustments did you talk about at halftime?
Well, we talked about just being fundamentally staying down on our feet, just making them shoot over us. You know, we were taller, and we'd like to jump and block, and it looks great and cool. But at the end of the day, he draws fouls, and so we were just really concerned about just stay down, make him shoot over you, make him shoot tough shots, and keep between him and the hoop. And I really think the second half we did a really good job rebounding. I mean, boxing out, limiting it to the one shot. They got a few here and there, but we also almost had, I think, 18 or 19 offensive rebounds.
Yes.
Well, that means a couple things. A, we're missing a lot of shots, and then B, you know, we're being aggressive going to getting rebounds. So that's always good for me good for our team when we get some more offensive rebounds. So, yeah, I think the second half adjustments, just keeping what we're doing, the man, and just making sure we're making tough shots for him.
Brody Weber kind of helped you get off to that good start, especially on the glass. You talked about that. What is it with this team, too, rebounding-wise? You got so much length that I think everybody enjoys getting in there and rebounding.
Yeah, we talk about, you know, we talk about grit. You know, it's back of our jerseys, and grit's about being effort, you know, bringing energy and being toughness, and that's what it comes down to. Rebounding is all about being tough, wanting the basketball, and Austin and Brody are also blessed to be athletic, and so they're able to go up and get it. So you combine those things together, they get a lot of rebounds, and that's good for our team.
What did you like about what you did offensively?
Well, we were trying to we attacked the basket, right? We did a good job there. That's our goal, try to get downhill and try to get fouls that way. We did a good job kicking it out. But in the fourth quarter, we're trying to run a set play. We tried to run it eight times, but we only ran it once, and we scored on it. So we just but that's part of their defense, though. They're trying to hurry you up. They're trying to trap, and that's just, you know, then when you pass it out trap, generally you have numbers. So that's, you know, I can't fault them for seeing that and doing that. But, you know, at some point, when, you know, it's 3 or 4 minutes left, and we're up, you know, 18 or whatever it was, we're trying to run offense, trying to run some clock, try to get a good shot. So it's a credit to them trying to speed us up, too. So
you wanted to get to the free throw line, but only shot 2 of 5 tonight. So it's not that they didn't call fouls, but there wasn't a lot of them on the dribble penetration.
Yeah, there just wasn't. And so, anyway, you know, we only made 2 out of our 7 or whatever it was. That was of us. So we'll practice that tomorrow in practice and get ready for – we got 2 games here rest end of the week, so get ready for those.
Yeah, Cam Thursday night, that'll be the first one, because I know you focus one game at a time.
Yeah.
They've been kind of up and down a little bit this year, so what have you seen from them?
Well, they got a couple good athletes, you know, for sure. You know, the Bauer kid inside is a really good player, and so for sure, number one, you know, targeting him and doing our best I can, making him shoot tough shots over us, and they got a couple other good guards that are – you know, good role players for them. So we'll be prepared. And Logan, we play Friday, who's now a totally different team because they got their players back from injury.
Yep.
So we'll have to be ready for them, too.
Well, kid, Coach, appreciate you joining us. Congrats on the win. Best luck coming up with both of the games this week.
Thank you so much.
You bet. Head Coach Darren Miller again with the Ottoman boys basketball team. They pick up a nice win here tonight, winning again at 61-42. Let's run you through our final stats here tonight for Riverside. Dawson Henderson with 8, Cole Jepson with 3, Brody Henderson with 4, Peyton Amdor with 22, and Fenner with 3, and Grant Richardson with 2. They were 5 of 9 from the free throw line. For Audubon tonight, Aiden Kiergaard, 10 points, 7 rebounds, 3 assists. Brody Schultz, 19 points, 3 rebounds, 2 assists, and a steal. Carson Wessel, 2 points, 9 rebounds, 5 assists. Austin Christensen, 8 points, who has 7 rebounds, 3 assists, and a steal. Brody Weber, 10 points, 9 rebounds, an assist, and a steal. Jorgen Nowatzki, 10 points, who has 6 rebounds, and a steal. Sullivan McLean finishes up with 4 rebounds, and Ryan Hermson with 2 points here tonight. Wheeler's just 2 of 5 from the free throw line. Time to announce our Culver's player of the game here tonight, and it was not an easy choice. He had so many guys, as I just kind of talked with Brody and with Coach Miller about, that contributed to the win tonight. But as I look back at my score sheet here, I keep a running score and I write down who scores every basket. When Ottoman pulled away in the third, it was a lot of Brody Schultz. He leads them in scoring, but the biggest thing was when they stretched that lead from 5 at halftime up into double digits, it was a lot of scoring for Brody Schultz. So going with Brody Schultz tonight as my Culver's player of the game, I'll get a banner put together of Brody and get that on the CB Sports Network website, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram pages later tonight. Final score again here tonight, it was Audubon defeating Riverside in boys basketball 61-42. Thanks for listening to high school basketball coverage here tonight on 93.7 KKRL. Have a great night, everybody.